Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is categories. That's the name of the game. We do it every week here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da.
Two categories are sports related. One is not. And the host, who in this case is me, announces the category, and then the other three contestants and you at home, the listener, or you wherever you are, the listener, get to play along. Last night, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double, extending his record to 204 career triple-doubles. The other night, against the Sixers, Josh Giddey had a triple-double. His ninth. He is third on the Bulls' all-time list of triple-doubles. I have the top 25 here, and I should say the last 10 people on this list have only one triple-double in their Bulls career. That's how far down it goes. So 25 people, Bulls history, career triple-doubles. Josh Giddey is third. Who are the rest? Lawrence.
Michael Jordan.
Number one with 28 triple-doubles. Tanny.
Scottie Pippen.
Number two with 15 of them. Alex.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler is sixth with four career triple-doubles as a Bull. Lawrence.
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose had one, just one as a Bull, but that puts him tied for 16th with the bottom 10 people on this list. Tanny.
I remember as a big man, Stacey King referencing Joakim Noah messing around and having a triple-double every now and then.
Seven of them.
Wow.
Fourth all-time among the Bulls players for triple-doubles. Fourth, Joakim Noah with seven. Alex. Looking for a Bull. A Bulls player.
Vooch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Nikola Vucevic has three. He is eighth on the Bulls list. Three triple-doubles. Lawrence.
Kobe White.
Kobe White does not have one yet.
Damn, no. I thought he had one.
Yeah, apparently not. None for Kobe White. Lawrence is out. Tanny.
And now is the point where I start thinking about the rafters and the guys with their numbers up there. Yeah. Jerry Sloan?
Jerry Sloan has two. He is 15th on this list. Alex.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine does not have a triple-double. Not on this list.
What about DeMar DeRozan?
Why is DeMar not on this list either?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
We have a disgraced host.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
Looking for a bull. Looking for your list.
Yeah, looking for a list.
That's a good way
to... Is Kirk Heinrich on the
list? Kirk Heinrich is 11th with two triple-doubles. I got no DeMar. I got no Zach.
Is Dwayne Wade on that
Wait,
list?
Are we just going to keep going? Did I win?
Yeah, but Tanny, you won, right?
Okay. All
right. No,
yeah.
You won. Okay. You won. I'm just asking about the rest of the list. Well, just making sure.
It's interesting. I did stop after 25. It's possible that DeMar or Zach are on there.
Oh, boy.
One. How about Andres Nocioni?
I don't have Nocioni, but I do have Io DeSumo, who's got one. Rajon Rondo. Charles Oakley has two. Norm Van Leer had three. Tom Vorwinkel had five. Pau Gasol had two. Anyway, onward we go. Tanny gets the category. Tanny, you did this last week for the Bengals, and I had so much fun. Let's do it for the Giants. Jackson Dart is number 31 all-time on the Giants list for passing yards among quarterbacks. Jackson Dart is 31. Who's in the top 30? Tanny, Giants, passers, go.
Guy we heard from last hour, Eli Manning.
Number one with 57,000 yards, Alex.
Phil Simms.
Number two with 33,000 yards, Lawrence.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
I just wanted to make the guess.
21st.
Hey, he's on the list.
He played like five games.
That's enough. 2,054 yards. He played a full year before Eli took his job.
What's the total on that?
Yeah, it may have been like nine.
Yeah, 10 games. 2,000 yards for Kurt Warner. Tanny.
So, the playoff game that was referenced. Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones. You bet. Number five all time with 14,000 yards. 14,000 yards. Number five all time. Alex.
Kerry Collins.
Number four all time with 16,000 yards. Lawrence.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, boy. I don't have Russell Wilson. So Jackson Dart must have gone past Russell Wilson. He must be below him. So no, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
Tanny?
How about Y.A. Tittle?
Oh, damn right. Let's go. Number seven with 10,400 yards.
Can I get a Tommy DeVito?
Tommy DeVito.
Yes, number 28.
Wow.
Let's go.
Tommy DeVito, number 28 all time with 1,300 yards. Tanny?
Did we say Jeff Hostetler?
We did not. Number 12.
Yeah.
Number 12 with 4,400 yards. Very nice. Alex?
I think I'm out.
Yeah?
I think I'm out.
Tanny, one more just to show off.
Well, you know, when you got to do it, the great John Vicenda name, Fran Tarkenton.
Number six with 13,900 yards. Charlie Connerly, Scott Bruner, who went to my high school, Craig Morton, Joe Pisarcik, Earl Morrill, Danny Cannell, Jeff Rutledge. Tyrod Taylor also on a list. There you go.
Ty Gott.
All right. I am looking at a list of holidays because Spiro Dedis has told us that we've entered the holiday season. And I thank him for forcing us into the holiday season. The Department of Data.
Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year. As we enter the holiday season.
It's holiday season.
All right. Well, these are non-religious holidays I'm looking at. The Department of Data compiled a list of about 5,700 non-religious holidays observed in America. Okay? But these were measured to see how real each holiday is, to see if the holiday was recognized by government bodies.
My head already hurts.
If people see it on their calendars by default.
This seems too complicated.
And how much attention it gets from the public. This is the Washington Post that put this out. These are non-religious holidays measured by realness. So is the holiday itself governed, recognized by government bodies? Does it appear on your calendar, your Google calendar, or otherwise? Like, oh, look at that. There's the calendar. And how much attention the holiday gets from the public, okay?
How many of these are there?
I've got 15. Non-religious holidays, okay? Alex, you can go first.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Is fourth on the list, the fourth most real and recognized non-religious holiday in America. Lawrence.
Kwanzaa.
I guess that's considered religious, is Kwanzaa.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll give you another guess.
No. Veterans Day.
Veterans Day is number five on the list. Absolutely considered a real holiday in terms of its recognition. Tanny.
Labor Day.
Labor Day is sixth on the list. Absolutely.
Very important to the city of Chicago.
These are secular holidays ranked by realness.
How about Memorial Day?
Number two on the list. Secular holidays ranked by realness. Lawrence.
Arbor Day.
I'm just so happy that Arbor Day gets a mention. It's not in the top 15. I'm so sorry.
That is BS. Save the trees.
I'm Lawrence Holmes for Arbor Day. Man, I'm going to think of you every Arbor Day for the rest of my life.
As you should.
Arbor Day reminds me of Lawrence Holmes. Tanny, do you have a secular holiday for me?
The 4th of July.
The 4th of July is indeed on the list. Secular holidays ranked by realness. That's like 9th. There's a big one up at the top.
How about President's Day?
President's Day, damn Skippy, is on the list of secular holidays ranked by realness. Tanny.
All right, now I know we get this one. I don't know if it's on your list, though, but I'm going to say it for the community. Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is third. Absolutely. Third among...
It's just... Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday.
Oh, it's not? Well, it's...
It's
well,
really not.
Then it's not among the top 15,
So
then.
You can file a protest with the committee.
It's not among the top 15. I'm the committee. I gave you an extra guess. If it's not religious, then it's just not in the top 15.
If it's not religious, crap.
Thanksgiving?
Number one! That's right. The big daddy of all secular holidays is Thanksgiving. Tanny.
New Year's Day.
Damn right. New Year's Day is number nine on the list of secular holidays ranked by realness. Alex.
All right. This is a controversial one. Columbus Day.
Damn right. It's on the list. It is recognized. Shows up on your calendar. Whether it is controversial.
It now shows up as another thing, too, though.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah,
which
it does.
Is going to be my guess. Can I go? Indigenous Peoples Day.
It's not as recognized.
Well, it ought to be because my kid gets a day off of school for that. So I will also be filing a protest with the committee on this one.
Alex, one more.
Speaks is the committee.
For a win, Alex. Secular holiday.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is not here. Oh. Not on the list. You guys did very well, though. Father's Day.
So.
Mother's Day. Earth Day. Halloween.
Hold up. Earth Day is on there, but Arbor Day isn't?
I'm sorry. Earth Day has a big PR push.
See, I had them
in
written
the last
down,
decade.
But we don't get days off of, well, they're on weekends, but like, there's not.
I didn't say it's an official CPS or U.S. Post Office.
But like, if you don't get time and a half for working it, it's not a holiday,
it's not
folks.
Official. You're damn right, Tanny.
Halloween and Black Friday is on here.
Yeah, whatever.
I said Kwanzaa, and you said no.
You guys did very well. Secular holidays ranked by realness. Congratulations. As always, the winner is the listener.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.